Welcome into Slapshot Radio on ESPN 102.5 The Game, Nashville's best sports talk. Streaming live on the Game Nashville app. It's, it really is kind of a shame that we haven't been able to find anything to talk about on this show. Tonight, we're going to be talking to the NBC Sports voice. Voice of Westwood One. Fox NFL coverage. MSG Network. Good heavens, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting Kenny Albert covering sports somewhere. We're also going to update the UAH situation, talk updates to the return to play plan. It's all brought to you by day one sponsor, Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Carter Church from Weichart Realtors, the Andrews Group, your real estate agent in Murfreesboro, and the latest additions to the Slapshot Radio family. Oh, heck, they're a full-fledged member of the family now. The largest wine and spirit store in Middle Tennessee, Cool Springs Wines and Spirits, and of course, our good friends at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries in Nashville, three locally owned and operated locations in Middle Tennessee. I'm Paul McCann. Our co-hosts are, well, one's missing.
We lost him.
I don't know where he is.
Not like lost him like that.
Well, but, no. We lost him. Like he is somewhere on the road between here and St. Louis for some reason, actually.
St. Louis, Kansas City, whatever. One of those states.
Yeah, one of those states in Missouri, whatever. So anyway, Brent can't be with us tonight, but the host of the Preds Watch Party, Zach McCann, with us tonight. And, you know, unfortunately, we got to start off with this. We just can't start the show without the acknowledgement of the events over the weekend, and I will tell you, just heartbreaking to watch what happened in my adopted hometown, Zach, the place that you were born, and it broke my heart to see what happened over the weekend. It broke my heart to see the generating event of what happened over this weekend, and I will not lose focus on that generating event. I will not. But, Zach, there was a great message from the Preds today that came out.
Yeah, I mean, the Preds were actually came out yesterday
with a
statement. One of the first teams, you know, to come out and actually say something, which makes me extremely proud to be a part of that organization. And, you know, a player who gets a lot of an unfair rap around here in Nashville. Kyle Turris put out a phenomenal statement.
Yes.
One of the first Predators, you know, one of only two Predators so far who have made a public statement that I've seen. And not only that, just made it early on, you know, saying that he's going to commit to do better and learn. And frankly, I think what we all need to do, and this will sound crass, but shut up and listen. Just shut up and listen. It's not the time to say that, you know, oh, I have the problems too. It's not the time for all of that. Shut up and listen.
You know, it has been interesting to see the messages that have been coming out. And you know, be honest, the reality is most hockey players don't wade into these.
No, this
these
is
things. They really don't. Yeah. And I have to say, look, enemies off the ice, just incredible props to the captain of the Chicago Blackhawks. Jonathan Toews put a post on Instagram today that, quite frankly, will ensure that you feel like you haven't dusted your living room if you go ahead and read it. It is touching. It is just spot on. And you know what? My heart goes out to all involved in this. And you know what? Listening wouldn't be a bad idea. So move on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, that's absolutely, you know, hey, the only thing I don't like about Jonathan Toews is
he plays for the Blackhawks.
Is really the color of his jersey. He's long whenever he speaks, has an insightful voice. And you're seeing that from a lot of players around the NHL. That's really the fascinating thing about this. And I think to ignore all of this would be disingenuous at best and insidious at worst. So I think the fact that you have players like Evander Kane coming out and speaking about his, you know, different struggles. Condre Miller of the New York Rangers came out with a statement earlier after that horrendous incident over a Zoom call where people were hurling racial epithets at him. And I mean, the fact is, you can blink it away all you want. You can acknowledge how far that we've come while still acknowledging how far we have to go. There's no problem with saying we have made progress.
Yeah.
And there is no problem with saying we still have work to do.
No question about it. If you aren't on Instagram, you can see Jonathan Toews' statement on NHL.com. The entire context of his statement is on there. There is great statements from Austin Matthews. You spoke about Evander Kane's, Anthony Duclair with a good one, Logan Couture with a good one.
It's important to hear that. I mean, especially from players of color, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. Hockey's a white sport. I mean, you look at it, mm-hmm. this is a predominant sport that requires means. Mm-hmm. It isn't conducive to, you know, poor people and people not of means being able to play it. So it is naturally, and that's why it's so important to listen to those players of color and people who have experienced that. Players who have, you know, dealt with racism, you know, whether it's, you know, Joel Ward having to deal with bananas being thrown on the ice or anything like that. I mean, or really the big elephant in the room, Akeem Alou.
Yeah.
Look no further than what happened to him yep. and the fantastic article that he put out. I mean, you know, and of course, this isn't supposed to be a politics hour or anything like that. But at the same time, it's important. If you don't talk about it, then.
Well, silence is consent. And we know that. And mm-hmm. and you know what? I you mentioned Kyle Turris's statement. And if you haven't read it, it's quote, "I'm going to listen and educate myself. This is a we problem. This is about human rights. We need to make the world a better place," unquote. Kyle, you're spot on, my friend. You're spot on. So let's talk a little bit of hockey. It does sound a little bit, after that heavy segment, it's a jarring move. But, you know, what the heck? That's what we're here for. I mean, it is called Slapshot Radio.
It is true. And I think, you know, hockey should be applauded for actually, you know, coming out and making statements. You can acknowledge the baby steps. You can acknowledge sometimes that it's not far enough. But again, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Progress takes a while.
No question. Yeah. And you know what? There's another thing I want to talk about with this. And it's kind of semi-political, but not really, mm-hmm. because we're talking about, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the return to play. Got Kenny Albert joining us a little bit later. But, you know, I look at how the NHL and the NHLPA have worked together over these last couple of weeks, putting a plan together, you know, making sure that the fans get what they need to get. And you know what? I haven't heard the players and the owners fighting about one thing.
Money. And boy, that is not the case in a certain other sport. Major League Baseball right now has been a complete and total tire fire.
It is. And when you look at this, it's like, look, I get it. Negotiations are tough, mm-hmm. you know, and the baseball union has always had a reputation, you know, and I mean, but the interesting thing is the former leader of the Major League Baseball Union
is playing nice with the NHL as the leader of the NHLPA.
You know, I
Don
mean,
fear. I mean, is
2020 is drunk. It really is.
Oh man.
I mean, when you look at that, and I mean, but you have to give the NHL kudos. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, and I'm going to aggravate a whole bunch of people that absolutely love to boo every time his name is said. Yeah, got to give kudos to Gary Bettman.
You know, the NHL is poised to really draw in a complete new generation of fans right now. Because if baseball can't get their act together, the only game in town of live sports is going to be the NHL playoffs.
Of the four major. You're right. Yep. Unless the NBA gets their stuff together. And
which
does
we haven't
thing
heard
in Orlando.
Anything on that. So,
you know, they're talking about Orlando and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But when you look at this, I mean, you know, we're hearing dates. We're hearing all this kind of good stuff. We're going to get more in depth in this as the show goes on. But when you look at this, you have to give major league props to Gary Bettman, to the owners, to the PA for looking at each other and going, you know what? What's the immortal words of Ben Franklin? We either hang together or we will most assuredly hang separately. Mm-hmm. This is, it is a model for other leagues to follow.
It's kind of odd that a stoppage that was outside of anyone's control has made me feel better about not having a stoppage in the next 2 years.
You know what? Really, no kidding. And what's interesting is I almost really like the idea of the way this is going.
Moving the season around?
Kind of moving the season around a little bit, pushing it back just a little bit, starting it maybe over the holidays.
We talked about it last week. Yeah. I mean, starting with the Winter Classic, I cannot think of a better marquee event to start the year with.
You know what? But here's what I would say. You start it the 2 weeks over Christmas. You start the regular season. It's almost like the 2 weeks leading up to Daytona. I mean, to take something out of the, out of NASCAR. Okay, you've got that. You've got that prep. You know, you got the twin 250s. You've got the, you know, all the stuff that leads up.
Yep.
You have that 2 weeks to where everybody gets to play. They're able to take advantage of a really, really good time for ticket sales. A lot of people are off. You want to be able to go to a hockey game over the holidays. All of that kind of good stuff. You have that. And then you really blast the season off with a, one of the marquee events with the Winter Classic. And then you start the regular season in earnest. And you know what? So what if the regular season ends at the end of July or the middle of August? Who cares? I would prefer to watch hockey than baseball anyway.
Yeah, I mean, last I checked, hockey is still played indoors, right?
Last time I checked, that's
just
correct. So,
all right, good.
So there is some real, you know, I mean, yes, I know, Paul, you're going crazy. You've been quarantined way too long, but
that has nothing to do with it.
I think this has a little bit of merit. I really do. So we're gonna talk more about the return to play in the next segment. Got Kenny Albert coming up a little bit later here on Slapshot Radio. Thanks so much for tuning into 102.5 The Game, Nashville's best sports talk. And you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about my experiences at Dr. Jane Bacon and Dr. Aileen Kruger over at Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. And quite frankly, I if I'm speaking a lot clearer, I think the Novocaine wore off finally, but I had a crown done last Tuesday. We had a show Tuesday night, which was my, you know, one lip was still a little bit numb. But I will tell you what an experience to go in there. Now, first off, I have to admit, I'm going to be the first one to say this. I was kind of nervous. I'm sitting here going, okay, I'm going into a dentist's office. There's spit flying everywhere. There's, you know, and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do here? Now, it was interesting. I pull up into the parking lot, big sign in the door. Hey, wait in your car. We'll come get you, escort you in. I was like, hey, that's cool. No waiting room. I like that. You know, they come out. They have a little, they literally have this whiteboard. They had my name on it. They said, Paul, there was no thanks before it, but that's okay.
Oh, come on.
you know, brought me in. Sat me down. I mean, I'm telling you, the place is always, you know, incredible anyway, but it just made me feel so much better to see the safety precautions that were being taken. And honestly, it was just a phenomenal experience. So you know what? You got to go check her out. It's important to take care of your teeth. I'm going to go back and get my crown next week. I can't wait. I'll tell you about that in the next show. But anyway, if you got to get your dental needs taken care of, I'm telling you, you got to go see Dr. Jane Bacon, Dr. Aileen Kruger over at Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Check out their website at WeBrightonSmiles.com or call for an appointment at 615-872-7762. That's 615-872-7762. Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, We Brighten Smiles. Oh, man. Dead on it, Elijah. Dead on it. What it is ain't exactly clear. Slapshot Radio on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Producer Elijah, I mean, just nailing it on the wheels of steel tonight.
I mean, come on, he don't miss.
I'm telling you. So Zach, let's talk a little bit about the return to play plan. I know we talked a little bit about it last week. I want to talk a little bit more with it with Kenny, but they haven't announced the locations yet,
no.
But I mean, pretty sure Vegas is going to be one of them,
which just seems weird to me.
I get it, and I don't. I mean, they want to have some entertainment. I get that, and I'm okay with it. I am.
It is one of the smaller arenas too, so that helps.
You know? It does. And then when you look at the second. And the interesting thing is that what you're probably going to have to do here, unless they decide to kind of half and half it. Okay, but I mean, I think everyone's assuming one conference in one arena, one conference in another arena. Not necessarily the case.
No.
And the interesting piece is going to be, let's say that the NHL decides on Okay, we'll say Columbus and Vegas. Mm-hmm. Okay, and those are the two that you hear a lot about.
Still think Edmonton.
Edmonton could be, and especially if you want to keep the guys safe, it's Edmonton.
Yeah, right.
I mean, sorry, Oilers fans. But again, but Edmonton in July and August, hey, I'll take that.
Yeah, be the most playoff hockey that city's seen in, well, since the 80s.
90s, come on. Man, oh, Zach going right for the jugular.
Yeah, you know.
But okay, if you do Edmonton and Columbus,
mm-hmm.
okay, the interesting piece is going to be this. You've got to flip the conferences. The
right.
East has to play in Edmonton because Columbus is not allowed to play in their home rink.
Yep.
And the West has to play in Columbus because
Edmonton can't play in their home rink.
Exactly.
Yep. Interesting.
So it makes it interesting, which also tells me that I have a funny feeling they're going to half and half it. Yep. They're going to do, you know, but again, if you do two hubs, 6-6 don't work.
No, they do not.
I mean, so it's just going to be a fascinating, you know, the logistics of this. I mean, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? I mean, that's where we're at on this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't envy being in the NHL right now in that regard. I think this is a logistical nightmare to try and figure out. But I mean, you almost have to treat this like an Olympics in each rink, really.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
You know, I mean, you're going to have playoff games going on at 1 and 2 p.m.
And you know what?
Which I think is awesome. It's terrible for anyone who I have to meet with, you know, and if you work with me during the day, ignore everything you're hearing right now. You know, I definitely won't be watching hockey during workouts.
No, neither will I.
Of course not. Would never dream of it.
Nope,
no,
nope,
none of our listeners would ever dream to steal time from their corporate overlords like that. Never dream of it.
I mean, at this point, no. And nothing would make me happier than to have my tablet up and watching hockey all day while working.
It's the best. I mean, like, any time when you have, like, World Juniors going on or the Olympics or even when the World Cup of Hockey was happening. Ah, man. I mean, like, there is nothing better than having afternoon sports. It's the only reason why I will watch baseball really anymore is if there's a game at noon.
Yeah. And you sit there and go, okay, well. It's kind of like why I watch NASCAR over the weekend. No. It's like, well, ain't nothing else.
Yeah, what else am I going to watch?
You know, and I just see if they're eventually going to turn right. Mm. I figure sometime someone's going to turn right. But I mean, so when you look at it that way, I mean, it's going to be fun because you figure it. You could literally do an 11 a.m. You know, and again, this is where the logistics of the arena make all the difference mm-hmm. in the world, because here's what you're going to have to do. While one game is playing and there are two teams in those locker rooms, there needs to be two full locker rooms that can be cleaned, sanitized, and ready to rock and roll in order to be able to do another game. You do one at 1, mm-hmm. you do one at 3, you do one at 6, you do one at 9. I mean, come on, anybody that has taken their kid to a hockey tournament.
And that's how it's going to have to operate, is exactly like that, except, you know, the kids are being paid way more.
And you know what? And the only thing I would say is, as long as they have the rule that I have absolutely insisted that all youth hockey leagues adopt, okay, and that is no practice, no game before Starbucks opens. That's it. It's one simple rule.
You know, that was the great equalizer. Whether you were on a team with Reba McEntire's son or Barry Trotz's son, you were still at the rink at 5 a.m. with them. So, you know.
It's correct. I mean, so you look at this. I mean, I love the idea of, you know, 2 and 3 games a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and honestly.
Only way you can get it done in that amount of time.
Especially in two rinks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and again, you can have both rinks going. Mm-hmm. I mean, NBC will love having this much software. They're going to absolutely love having this much to be able to run on NBCSN, on CNBC, on all of their networks that they usually reserve for the Olympics. That should have been in August. Gee, isn't that an amazing coincidence?
All eyes are going to be on the NHL when they start. Because at this rate, baseball is probably not going to figure out in time. NBA is probably not going to figure it out in time.
I think the NBA will.
I don't know. I mean, if they do, I think it will be roughly around the same time, but I see the NHL getting there first. And if they do, this is a colossal opportunity for this league to get new fans for life. I mean, like, are you losing a lot by not having fans in there? Absolutely. But the speed of the game will hopefully still be there. And not only that, the fact that the first games you're going to see have real stakes and have teams fighting for their playoff lives.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, if you're writing the book, you'd almost be accused of being a little too hokey and on the nose, really.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, because, but again, I want to go back to the logistics.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to, if you just do the math and how many games you have to get done, okay, you're going to have to do three games a day.
Yeah, I mean, you've added another round to the playoffs with the playoff.
I mean, now, look, and that's for, you know, it is going to take on a rather March Madness-esque kind of a feel. Because, you know, when you're doing, you know, you're going to knock out four teams from each one, you know, but you're still going to have to do day and night. You're still going to have to do doubleheaders.
Absolutely.
You know, probably until you get to the, yeah, you know, you could probably do it in the second round. You can probably, you know, one night. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably can do that. But it wouldn't surprise me, again, that you'd have doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday, that you'd, you know, be able to really push it that way. And again, I always, you know, when you go back to the 17. The 17 playoffs, Nashville played every other night in every series until the conference final.
Yep.
Every other night. And that, man, this and
gets you on a roll.
It's a rhythm game, especially when you can see it watching these Golden Classics on Fox Sports Tennessee over these last couple of weeks. And you look at this team and you see the roll just begin to build and build. And I mean, you know, watching this Anaheim series has just been insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a war. I mean,
and you know what? All the best parts of playoff hockey. All the best parts of playoff hockey. Mm-hmm. And you look at that series and then, you know, and honestly, the war that the Pittsburgh series turned into, between the Listerine and the water bottle.
Oh, God.
Tossing.
Incident.
All of that stuff. I mean, it's one of the things I'm sitting here going, damn it, the Stanley Cup Finals should be going on right now. I mean, but
hey,
I can wait.
We'll get there, you know?
I can wait. So we've got Kenny Albert coming up in our next segment from Westwood One, NBC Sports, MSG, Fox Sports. You know what? If there's a sports network, he's on it. That's just how it is. Kenny Albert joining us next right here on Slapshot Radio. I do want to say, you know what? I stopped by and saw our friends at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits over the weekend. Big surprise there, right? And I had to do a little restock, and I happen to like a specific brand of rum. And I went in, and I was going to buy just a 750 milliliter. And I'm looking at the prices going, how come this is $4 more at my local liquor store? I just couldn't figure that out. Then I looked at the half gallon, and the half gallon was almost the same price as a 750 at my local liquor store. You will not believe the prices at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. You have to go check them out. I'm telling you, go see Jeff. Tell him I sent you over there. He'll take good care of you. They've got curbside delivery. They've got home delivery. They've got bulk delivery. They will get it to you any way humanly possible. They're located at 1935 Mallory Lane. You can call them at 615-771-7436 or check them out online at coolspringswines.com. They reimagine what a wine and spirit store should be. It's Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. Slapshot Radio, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Oh, man, I kind of almost went back into my cadence when I was doing, late night baby-making music on a local radio station. So,
Yeah, baby.
It is Slapshot Radio on ESPN 102.5, The Game. And I don't know if you happen to have NHL Network handy right now. You know what? We thought that the coach wasn't going to be in studio tonight.
You know, we can't escape him.
We can't escape him. The 1986 Vancouver Canucks are playing the Edmonton Oilers. It is the game where Paul Coffey set a single-season record for goals by a defenseman. And if you look for number 10, he's on the ice right now. I just saw him. Yep, our co-host Brent Peterson is on this game right now.
Probably not a game he wants to remember.
Probably but, you know. Not, but kind of cool to see old number 10 out there. So, Anyway, we have got, I love this guest. I really enjoy talking to this guy, and I'm glad he could join us tonight because, after all, we know he is either on Fox, on NBC, on Westwood One, on MSG. Kenny, am I missing any networks?
You know, it's been so long, Paul, it's hard to remember. It's about 82 days now since the last game.
So is the wife and family like getting really tired of you like announcing dinner and calling the kids play by play when they're playing video games?
Well, I do appreciate the kind introduction, and hope you guys and your families and your listeners are doing well and staying safe. It's funny you should mention that, because I think the only way that I've been able to keep sharp during the last 2.5, almost 3 months now, is I do announce every night what dinner number it is. So tonight, believe it or not, was number 82 consecutively.
Ah, wow. Dinner 82. I like that. I bet the family's like, why is this guy hanging around so much, right? I mean, you're not home this much usually.
No, it's certainly been surreal from that point of view. As you guys know, those of us who work in the sports world, doing play-by-play, traveling around, there are certain times a year where we might only be home one or two nights a week, and the same goes for players and coaches and team executives. So to be home for this long certainly has never happened before.
So, Kenny, we're kind of curious, what are your thoughts on this return-to-play plan? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it?
Well, I think overall it's a great idea. I think the big thing is when is it going to happen? And I know that they initially announced July 1st as the earliest possible date for training camps, and then that got pushed back about 10 days to 2 weeks. But I think it's a real good plan. Normally, obviously, 16 teams in the postseason, and there were a number of teams within 2, 3, 4 points. So I think it's fair as far as adding the extra 8 teams and having the play-in round. I know some teams might not necessarily be happy with their matchup, but I think as far as finishing the season and crowning a Stanley Cup champion, obviously a lot of what does take place in the coming months is up to the doctors and the scientists and the medical personnel. And the number one issue is to keep everyone safe and healthy. But if and when they do come back, I think it's a real good plan.
So we're on the line with Kenny Albert from, just name it. If you name a sports network, he's probably on it, and on Slapshot Radio. And Zach, do you have a question for Mr. Albert?
I do indeed. So, Kenny, you look at this format, you look at the matchups. Is there a particular play-in matchup that just has you salivating?
I'll say all of them, because I can't wait until the teams are back on the ice playing hockey.
It's like asking a hungry man if he wants a burger, for heaven's
sake. All right, sure. What do you want on your burger?
Aside from my national duties, I do the radio for the Rangers, so their matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes has certainly been dissected over the last week or so in both cities, and the Rangers actually went 4-0 against Carolina during the regular season. But there are so many question marks, number one, and I'm sure you guys have discussed it all, but after 3 months off, with the players not really skating at all and working out, some of them at home and some do have access to gyms, and now finally some practice facilities have started to open up, at least for small groups of players. But during normal times, when the season ends, whether you're out of the playoffs or you play one round, two, three, or advance all the way to the Stanley Cup, you do take some time off, and then players usually get together in August and start skating together, and then you have your 2 to 3 week training camp and preseason games, and then you kind of ease into the regular season, which is 82 games. In this case, after not skating for 2 or 3 months, they'll have that 2 to 3 week training camp, and then it's on to the playoffs. So it'll be a whole different level. So injuries should certainly play a factor. You hope that there aren't too many of them. But on the other hand, certain teams, Pittsburgh with Jake Guentzel, for example, you'll have players available to play that would not have been had the playoffs taken place in April, May, and early June.
You know, I think that's the X factor in a lot of this, is the injury recovery. And it's fascinating because there was a discussion on the show that preceded us, Kenny, talking about, you know, does this help an older team? Does this hurt a younger team? And when you look at the oldest team in the NHL versus the youngest team in the NHL, the matchup you look at is the Nashville Predators and the Arizona Coyotes.
Right. I mean, they're all great questions, and there are so many unknowns at this point. Will this setup benefit a young team? Will it benefit an older team? With regard to injuries, as we mentioned, goaltenders, if your number one goalie gets hurt during training camp, then that throws a whole other wrench into it. So also playing in front of no fans in quiet arenas, what kind of effect does that have? I know the commissioner, Gary Bettman, when he made the announcement about how everything would work, was asked about the last change, which is so important in hockey, and how that will go. And he said it would probably be similar to the playoffs in years past, where the team with the better seed, you know, the better record, the higher seed, would probably have home ice advantage in the early games. There's also the possibility that the first two rounds might be best of five instead of best of seven. So that's a lot different than usual as well. You have the four teams in each conference playing in the round robin for seeding, and it sounds like one of the reasons they implemented that particular aspect to the system was otherwise you'd have the other 16 teams playing for anywhere between three and five games, and the top four seeds in each conference would be sitting there not getting any game experience. And now you'll have in the West St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas, who are seeded one through four at the moment, each playing the other team once during a three-game round robin, and that would set up the seeding. So that would go a long way towards determining who the winner of that Predators-Coyotes series would play in the first round.
Now, Kenny, looking at those round robin games, do you think there is any chance of competitive hockey being played during those? Because I'll be honest, my hopes aren't super high for it.
Right. I mean, like I said, teams are going to hold 2 to 3 week training camps, and then you get right into a playoff game. So now the round robin games are a little different because those teams know that they can't be eliminated in that round, as opposed to the best of five qualifying rounds. So I think they'll be competitive, but it's not going to be the be all end all as far as you have to win to move.
Probably all star game level quality, maybe.
Right, probably somewhere between an all star game and a first-round playoff game, perhaps?
Maybe early October, kind of,
Right,
but,
like game seven of the regular season.
Yeah, something like that. It's going to be really it'll be interesting because I personally think that I don't think the bye helps them at all. I really don't.
I think you're going to have teams catch them sleeping.
Well, I mean, let's face it. After last year's playoffs, when a number one seed did not survive the first round.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to say that, but Kenny, when you look at this now, part of the thing that people are, kind of kvetching about a little bit on the whole 24 team thing is getting teams like Montreal and Chicago in there, which, hey, I'm sure, NBC's probably not upset about that. But the interesting thing is this is something that's been kind of, bandied about for a little while. I mean, after all, I mean, I can recall when half the league got into the playoffs and at one point 16 out of 20 teams got in. So having 24 out of 32 get in on a regular basis would not be beyond the pale.
Right. I mean, when I was growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, it was 16 out of 21. So you played the entire regular season to eliminate five teams. Now it's 16 out of 31, which is why I laugh whenever people outside the hockey world say everybody makes the playoffs in hockey. No, half the teams actually miss, and it's really the same as basketball. In the NBA, it's 16 out of 30. In the NHL, it's 16 out of 31. So, I wouldn't necessarily agree with going to the 24-team system in future years, following this season. But I think this year with the craziness that's taken place with the pause back on March 12th, ending the regular season with 10 or 11 games remaining for each team. I don't mind the 24 teams this year, but I'm not sure I necessarily want to see it moving forward.
Well, Kenny, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. And I would say we're looking forward to seeing you in Nashville again, but I have a funny feeling that's going to be quite a few months.
Be a little while.
Before that happens. And I know you spent a great deal of time in our fair city in 2017. Actually turned him on to Martin's Barbecue, and I know that he probably needs it again. But again, Kenny, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and best to your family.
Well, Nashville is certainly one of my favorite cities. Did spend a lot of time there at 17. Love Martin's Barbecue, and can't wait until the next trip down, and to you guys as well and your listeners. Stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we're back to watching hockey real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you. Kenny Albert from NBC Sports, MSG, Fox, ASAP, piled higher and higher. I'm telling you, he's everywhere.
I heard if you stick a metal rod outside, then you will hear Kenny Albert's voice. It's amazing.
You do, actually. It comes in through your dental work. It really happens. So, hey, I do want to tell you, you know, I'm talking about all of our sponsors tonight because I really appreciate them staying with Slapshot Radio throughout the entire quarantine situation.
Oh, and you're stuck with us, by the way,
it's
everyone.
Yes, exactly. you know, we are going to stay on. Usually we end right before the 4th of July. We may take a week, but you know what? If hockey's coming back, we're going to be covering it. So we will be on as long as hockey goes on. So at this point, it could be, you know, heck, well into October. Okay. So, but anyway, I want to talk to you about our friends over at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries in Cool Springs, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro. You know, three locally owned locations, and I went in to see them a couple of days ago just to say hi and say how you doing. And actually, I wanted to look at a leather, you know, pit group thing for the man cave. But I'm telling you, you know what? They've got things set up so beautifully in there. They're making sure that people are staying safe. They're keeping people at the capacity they should be at. And I will tell you, there's a pretty good crowd in there, and people are buying their furniture because it's good stuff. A lot of it made right here in Tennessee. I'm telling you, I really love doing business with locally owned and locally operated businesses, and Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, three locally owned locations. I'm telling you, Andrew and the entire team, they are phenomenal. We certainly appreciate their support. And please, if you go in and see them, you got to make sure you tell them you heard about them on Slapshot Radio. We will be right back right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on Slapshot Radio. Slapshot Radio on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Yes, indeed. Zach, we're just going to keep on going. You know what? We normally stop right around Independence Day, but you know what?
Try and keep this microphone from me. See what happens.
That's it. I'm telling you right now. So, should be fun to keep it going throughout the summer, and we'll take the break whenever the cup is awarded. We'll take a little break as far as that
How
goes.
How long have we said summer sucks, drop the puck?
For a long time, and apparently, they finally listened.
That cursed monkey's paw that we wished on really, really came through.
That tended to happen. And I have to admit, it's been fun. We, you know, have the classic game on in the studio with the NHL Network, and just watching, you know, watching number 10 skating up and down the ice. I'm telling you, I can't watch any other number.
I mean, he just watched, you know, there's this other guy. He's wearing 99 for the Oilers. And I mean,
wait a minute,
like
nobody wears number 99.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird, but yeah, this guy. I mean, like, you know, Peterson's just taking him to school.
Oh, is he really? Okay.
No, I can't imagine anything more terrifying than skating against Wayne Gretzky during his heyday,
or trying to score on Grant Fuhr, or trying to get beyond Paul Coffey.
Just pick your poison, you really.
Or wondering if Marty McSorley's about to come up and get you. So let's talk a little bit more now. We know what the first round matchups look like. We know it's going to be a best of five. So as you look at the eight series that have been announced already, we know that it's Pittsburgh, Montreal, Carolina Rangers, Islanders, Panthers, Maple Leafs, Blue Jackets in the East. In the West, it is the Oilers versus the Blackhawks, the Preds and the Coyotes, the Canucks and the Wild, and the Flames and the Jets. Is there one, and you're not allowed to pick Nashville?
No.
Is there a series that you're looking at going, man, this one could be a lot of fun?
The weird thing is, I don't think there's a sexy matchup among them.
No, you know what? Actually, I think there is.
I mean, honestly, the only one that I think I'm really intrigued by, I mean, sure, I'll take anything right now. But Hawks Oilers really has me intrigued.
If I'm Edmonton, that is my O-beep series.
Absolutely.
You've got a hungry team that gets to hit the reset button.
And do you remember what happened last time there was a shortened season and Chicago was in the playoffs?
All too well, unfortunately.
They'll remind you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most Blackhawk fans will. There's no question about that. No, I agree with you. I think that's really an intriguing series. But, you know, it's funny. Just on pure name, I think one of the sexiest ones is Montreal-Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean,
if I'm the Penguins, I don't like that matchup at all.
No, I mean, again, this is a five-game series where a goalie can absolutely destroy your hopes and dreams really quickly.
Hello, Carey Price.
And, yeah, when you have Carey Price in that, even though
and a healthy Shea Weber.
Yeah, and even though I don't think Carey Price is the same Carey Price he was 3 years ago.
And he can be for three games.
That's the thing. If you have him, you have healthy Shea. I mean, at that rate... I mean, these are not the same Canadians who got walloped on by the Preds in the last game before the pause.
No. And again, all of these teams, you know, the great unknown is what happens.
Yeah, who are these teams?
Who are these teams at this point? That one is one that really intrigues me. And I will tell you one that absolutely intrigues me only because of one coach and the media market. And that is Toronto versus John Tortorella. The Columbus Blue Jackets. I mean, you know, first off, Tortorella is going to have an absolute blast bedeviling the Toronto media. Mm-hmm. He really is. And here's the thing. He's going to pull the attention. He's going to pull the entire attention off of a team that I think right now, as I look at the entire Eastern Conference, is flying so far under the radar because of the injury situation. And they're getting almost everybody back.
A healthy Seth Jones and Zach Werenski back there should terrify any opponent. And if you're not scared, just ask the Tampa Bay Lightning what happened.
No question about that. So to me, that's the sexiest matchup of the eight.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Of the eight teams who are not playing in the play-in round,
okay,
which team do you think has the most to lose by this, you know, round robin format?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Really?
Tampa Bay Lightning. No question about it. Again, this was a team that seemed to have gotten back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I know a coach will tell you it doesn't exist. I know players will tell you it doesn't exist. I'm sorry, they're lying. But there is a 500-pound gorilla on the back of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the only way I look at that and say, maybe it's not going to be that big a deal, is if they play anybody else. Now, if they get Columbus in the first round, that monkey becomes one gigantic chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And, I mean, that's who they're poised to play, you know. I mean, right now, obviously, you know, we don't know how seeding is going to work with that. But honestly, I think the one that I worry about the most, St. Louis.
Worry meaning you think they may not be as good
I don't think they're going to be as good as they were.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I just, if I'm a St. Louis Blues fan, I don't like this format
then
at
you're
all.
Disowned.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
But no, if you look at this format, I don't think it's good for any team. I think both of these teams, St. Louis and Dallas in particular, I don't like this for either of them.
Don't disagree with that. So out of those eight, mm-hmm. is St. Louis the one you think this hurts the most?
Honestly, you know what? No, I'm going to go completely off the rails here. I think the Philadelphia Flyers.
I was exactly going there. This was a team that was on such a serious roll.
Mm-hmm.
And 3-4 months off is just going to absolutely, you know. Now,
you still got a kid in net, too, and this is his first playoff appearance.
But you know what? Carter Hart has that Binnington look to him. Again, you've got a cocky, you know what? Oh, you got one by me. You ain't getting another one by me. What is it? 9-0? Okay, it ain't going to be 10-0.
Right.
I mean, he's got that gunslinger attitude that some of the best goaltenders have. So when you look at that, I mean, nothing seems to get to him. And that's where...
when I watched him when he, you know, played before he got to the NHL, and when the Flyers picked him up, I can remember talking to my brother, huge Flyers fan, and he's like, "Oh God, another goaltender! I can't believe it. We're gonna, you know, typical Philly fan.
Sure,
the glass doesn't exist, let alone being half full." And I told him, I said, no, that's your goaltender of the future. This is a kid that's going to take you back to the day. And you know what? That's what this kid's doing. This is a good defense. When they're looking at getting rid of a Shane Gostisbehere, for heaven's sakes,
I mean,
this defense is solid. They can score. They've got a Claude Lemieux. They got a Claude Giroux. They got a Claude Giroux that can the star that can lead them. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a solid team, and you wonder if Alain Vigneault is able to really put them together and keep that role going. He's your Adams winner far and away, and I know the playoffs aren't supposed to count.
Right, but
this would be just an amazing coaching job from Alain Vigneault.
You know, is there a team in the play-in round? Like, if you look at all the playoff matchups, what team do you think is the most in trouble?
When I look at the playoff round, I think Pittsburgh.
Yep.
But I don't think they're the one in the most trouble.
Yep.
I honestly think that's split between Minnesota and Winnipeg.
Oddly enough, I think Calgary's the most in trouble.
You know what? I think Calgary's in trouble once they get past the play-in round. Why? Well, so give me your reasons.
The reason why is because I don't think there has ever been a playoff round in the existence of the NHL that is going to depend on goaltending more. And you have the consensus Vezina winner with Winnipeg. I think Connor Hellebuck is more than capable, and if anything, likely to steal you a series against a frankly fractured Calgary team that has gone through a lot this year. Johnny Gaudreau does not look like the same player. They don't look like they have the same firepower. Their goaltending is still suspect. They have an excellent defensive core. Don't get
me
wrong, but that's about it. And I think if any series stands to be a sweep, it's going to be Winnipeg taking down Calgary.
You know what? I can see that, but here's the other thing. I can also see it going the other way.
Really?
Because I think Winnipeg is one of the more mentally fragile teams in the National Hockey League right now.
Sure.
Especially out of the 24 that is in the playoffs. I think that it's a Canadian matchup also plays in Calgary's favor. And again, because I just feel like Mike Smith will be poised to steal one.
Maybe.
And you know what? He's done it before. As we well know, this is going to be a fascinating series. And boy, we've got at least another 7 weeks to talk about it. Because it doesn't look like camp is going to open until it looks around July 10th. Mm-hmm. So we're announcing it right now. We're staying on the entire time. We're going to be there. We may take a week or two off around Independence Day, but we're going to stay with it the entire time. Slapshot Radio going to come at you until at least the beginning of August. And we'd like to thank you for joining tonight. I'd like to thank our guest, Kenny Albert. He is always a good time to have him join us. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors, Herbinage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, Carter Church from Weichart Realtors, the Andrews Group. I'm telling you, you got to call Carter today, 615-429-2044. Your real estate professional, if you're buying or selling, is Carter Church. You know, we also want to thank our good friends at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits on Moores Lane in Cool Springs. And, of course, Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries with 3 locally owned Middle Tennessee locations. When you visit one of our sponsors, please, please, please tell them you heard about them on Slapshot Radio and thank them for their support. For our producer, Elijah, just killing it on the wheels of steel tonight. Our co-hosts, Brent Peterson and Zach McCann, I do want to say stay safe, spread love, good night, and good hockey.